Horse Cave used to be a huge tobacco center. We, at one point, were the fifth largest burley tobacco market in the world. And all of our farmers would bring their tobacco into town, and they used to wrap it in hands. They called it hands because they'd take the leaves of tobacco and put them together, and they would stick out like fingers, and they would wrap the stem end and lay these hands on these big tobacco wagons. I guess first pulled by horses, and later, you know, I can remember them coming into town being pulled by tractors. And they were wide wagons. Well, we wanted, that was like money being pulled into the town of Horse Cave on those wagons. We wanted that tobacco to come into town, but our narrow streets didn't accommodate them too well. Now, there was the other problem with the business owners on each side of the street. They knew that because our streets are narrow and don't connect, it was difficult for people to get around in downtown. So those parking places outside their buildings were like gold. So when the discussion came up on the city level decades ago, to accommodate those tobacco farmers bringing their tobacco in, selling it, going to the bank, and then going to those businesses, they were trying to figure out how to accommodate those people. They didn't want them to go somewhere else. So they wanted to close one side of the street so that they could get their tobacco wagons into town, because you couldn't meet traffic if you were pulling one of those. You could barely meet traffic if you were on in a small car. So the business owners had an uprising that they could not have their businesses affected by not having their parking places out front. So a compromise was reached. During the tobacco market season, one day the street would be closed on one side, the parking areas, so that the tobacco wagons could come in. And the next day, they'd be closed on the other side of the street. And it was quite confusing, but it worked. And back then we had lots of stores in downtown, and most of those stores were supported by these farmers who came to town, sold their tobacco, and then spent their money in the stores. Well, that went on for several decades, and unfortunately, for the economy of the town, at any rate, the tobacco sales stopped in town. And in this century, since 2000, there have been no sales of tobacco. That was a loss of multiple millions of dollars of income each year, in a hard economic time anyway.